What's up? It's Delaney, and I'd love to invite you to become an honorary co-host of the Self-Helpless podcast. Do you want to pick episode topics and guests? Done. Want to surprise your loved ones with shout-outs on the show for a birthday, project launch, a much-needed divorce? Whatever you're up to, would love to be a part of the celebration. Get your favorite and least favorite quotes featured on the podcast, submit questions for our special guests, and find lots more new features and surprises at patreon.com/selfhelpless. You'll also get added to our Patreon Insider email list to easily redeem rewards via a quick email reply. Because we know hanging out on Patreon isn't everyone's thing. You can also opt out of emails if you prefer to be a silent supporter of the show. And don't worry, we do not Scrooge McDuck these contributions. 100% of proceeds go directly to operating expenses that make this weekly podcast possible and available to all. Learn more at patreon.com/selfhelpless or simply click the link in this episode's description. Thank you for helping me fill the void of being the last standing host of the Self-Helpless podcast. Thank you so much.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of Self-Helpless. I'm Delaney Fisher, and today I am sharing some of my favorite simple plant-based swaps. We're going to talk about snacks and food and beauty and personal care products and all that good stuff. But first, of course, we want to kick it off with a quote. And to be honest, I just Googled this shit and it looks like a very basic bitch kind of mass produced wall art quote, but I do like it and I do resonate with it. So it just says, "Yes, I'm vegan. No, I don't only eat lettuce." And the reason I picked that one is because that is probably the number one biggest assumption that's made about me. When people find out I'm vegan, they ask if I only eat lettuce or quinoa bowls or lentils or whatever. And I'm not dissing any of those foods. That's great. You know, if you do enjoy those things and eat them frequently, wonderful. But people are really surprised when they start, you know, going out for food with me and they start seeing what I actually eat. And they're really shocked that I'm eating, you know, burgers and pizzas and ice creams and calamari and all kinds of cool shit. So that's really what I wanted to share today, is just the things that have been really simple for me to find and incorporate. And I'm going to be covering a variety of whole food swaps. If you kind of want to go down the more nutritional side of things, and I'm also going to be talking about other substitutes as well. And whether you are a full-blown vegan and you're just looking for some extra brands to check out, or you just want to incorporate some more plant-based options into your life, I think, you know, hopefully you'll find some things that interest you and you can add to your shopping list. And I just want to thank you so much for sending in your questions. I signed into the Self-Helpless Instagram account for a little bit. So I'm answering some of those questions. I used to get so many questions about these types of things when I had my own Instagram account. I think, you know, almost daily, I would have a few messages from you guys just asking what my favorite brand was or product or, you know, healthy swap or whatever for certain meals. So I'm excited to share that with you today. And I've also sprinkled in some FAQs that I get from friends and family and all that good stuff. This is not an episode about nutrition. This is an episode about what tastes delicious inside of my mouth hole, and maybe it'll taste good inside of yours too. That's it. I am not a nutritionist. I don't want to be a nutritionist. I'm just talking about what I like to eat and what tastes good to me. I'm going to be sharing a lot of different swaps and a lot of different brand names and all that good stuff. So if you are wanting to add some of these things to your shopping list, feel free to grab a pen and paper or open up the notes app on your phone. And just a heads up, I've divided these into a few sections: meat, dairy, eggs, snacks, and personal care products. And I'm giving you my top 10 for each category. So strap in, let's get started, shall we? Just a quick announcement before we get into all the goods today. If you are an entrepreneur and you're interested in building or scaling a minimalist business, meaning you're making more money, but you're also freeing up your time and you're not sacrificing your time, your health, your values for just better work-life balance in your business, so you can actually enjoy the work that you're doing and also enjoy your freaking life. I'd love to have you over on my other podcast called The Minimalist Business Podcast. It is a private show, but it is completely free. You can head over to DelaneyFisher.com and sign up. You can join the list of really awesome, unconventional entrepreneurs who are just doing really cool shit all over the world. And sign up, you'll get the episodes delivered straight to your inbox. You can connect it to your favorite app, all that good stuff. So yeah, would love to have you. You can check it out at DelaneyFisher.com. So burgers, people ask, you know, what do you do if you want a burger? I love Impossible Burgers and Beyond Burgers. I gotta say, I'm more a fan of Impossible Burgers. I just like the taste and texture better. If you're wanting to go the more whole food, plant-based approach, Portobello Mushroom Burgers are really good. You can season them all kinds of different ways. You've probably seen black bean burgers in the grocery store, garden burgers, things like that. Just a bunch of mashed up vegetables in the patty. So yeah, tried all of those, but those are some burger options. Lunch meat. Some of my favorite brands. I love Worthington Salami. It's actually, it can be found in the frozen aisle, which I know sounds a little bit strange, but it's really good. And one of my favorite lunch meat brands is, I think it's called Ives, or pronounced Ives. It's Y-V-E-S. I love the bologna and the pepperoni. Those are my go-to favorite lunch meats. Of course, there's, you know, plant-based turkey slices and peppered turkey and all that, but those are my top few favorites. Okay, sausage swaps. My all-time favorite right now is the Beyond Meat Hot Italian Sausage. Holy shit, these are so good. I like cutting them up and using them in pasta. You know, if I'm going to a barbecue, I'll bring some and I'll throw it in a hot dog and make myself a, you know, put some mustard and onion and relish and stuff on there. Delicious. I think both Beyond Meat and Impossible Meat have brats and stuff as well. And like, you know, regular sausages that don't have like the spice of the hot Italian one, but those are really my favorite. I haven't tasted something I didn't like from Beyond or Impossible brands. As far as a whole food plant-based situation, Field Roast, that brand, those sausages and hot dogs are really good. They have like chicken, apple, sage or something, which I think the hot dog itself or the sausage itself is actually potato based. Really freaking good. I love those as well. So those are a variety of sausages for you. Okay, and the next one in the meat category, chicken nuggets. Okay, love the Impossible chicken nuggets. I'm so glad Trader Joe's recently started carrying these. So you can get a giant bag of them at Trader Joe's. I've also found them at like places like Vaughn's and Ralph's and Whole Foods and stuff like that. And then Gardein is another brand that carries all kinds of really great chicken, C-H-I-K-I-N type products. Chicken nuggets, chicken tenders, all those types of things. Gardein is such a delicious brand. They also have like chicken sandwich sliders. I like buying their sliders and then putting a little, follow your heart, Thousand Island dressing on it with a tomato and a lettuce. And it's almost like a little In-N-Out, mini In-N-Out type burger. So Gardein, that's another brand that is very, very tasty. They also, as far as if you're a seafood lover, the Gardein crab cakes and fish fillets, holy shit, so freaking good. If you're looking for more whole food plant-based options, I've also been to restaurants where they will actually make like a vegan fish and chips out of like a banana blossom or some shit. I don't even know what the hell type of vegetable or fruit that is, but that has been very good. I've had multiple plant-based calamaris that they actually use oyster mushrooms for the calamari, but they're like the same breading, same cocktail sauce. And because the texture is the same, it just all tastes the same. It's really freaking good. So yeah, that's really delicious if you're a seafood lover. Sushi. Vegan sushi. I found a place recently that I've been going to a lot that actually, it's truly unreal. They use tapioca slices as the fish, which I know sounds a little strange, but it actually looks exactly the same and it has the same texture. So when you bite into it and it's got all the sauces and stuff and avocado and stuff in it, truly freaking remarkable. But if you wanted to make your own plant-based sushi, then I've also seen red pepper being used and seasoned or what do you call it? Marinated. That's what I'm thinking of. I've seen like red pepper and those types of vegetables marinated and taste like spicy tuna on the top of a sushi roll. Those have been incredible. Oyster mushrooms for sushi taste like scallops if you, you know, put the sauce on them and all that good stuff. So for my seafood lovers, which I am as well, those have been freaking delicious. All right. Ground beef. So Impossible has ground meat. You know, everything looks the same. I gotta be honest, like when I first went vegan, I thought it was going to be really challenging to find certain things. And I have found that I've been able to go to all my same grocery stores and I get like the same product in the way that it looks the same. It's just a different brand. So if you start noticing, you know, in your local grocery stores, sometimes they have a full like plant-based section where everything is in the same location. And sometimes it is spread out mixed among other things. So it just kind of depends on, you know, how they're stocking their store. But you can always ask if, you know, if they have a section dedicated to it or if it's just kind of woven in with everything else. Anyway, ground beef, Impossible ground meat, Beyond ground meat, all that tasty. But if you're wanting to go the more whole food, take the more whole food approach, lentils, beans, potatoes, mushrooms, and even walnuts. I have eaten dishes and I have made dishes with those things cut up and seasoned like ground beef. And it's really freaking tasty. I've made lentil tacos many times and you put all the same seasonings on them and all the same toppings of tacos. Walnuts really blew my mind. They can be chopped up really, 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 really finely. So it looks like really, you know, very ground meat. So crazy. Yeah. So those types of things, mushrooms chopped up, are really great substitutes if you're kind of looking for the more nutritional approach to your swaps. And then one of my all-time favorite brands of the meat substitutes is a brand called Plant Ranch. And holy shit, they have carne asada, pollo asada, al pastor. I mean, the meat is truly incredible. I like to make tacos and nachos and things like that, burritos all the time with that brand. It is freaking delicious. So highly recommend Plant Ranch as well. If you like chorizo, I really like the soy rizo at Trader Joe's. They have a really delicious option. And I've tried several other like soy rizo type of substitutes. They all have been really good. So I don't have a preference there, but I use that a lot to like make scrambled egg type stuff with and burritos, breakfast burritos, that kind of a thing. And meatballs. If you are a meatball lover, and if you've been tuning into the podcast for a while, you know I am. That's kind of an inside joke from the very beginning of the podcast. Anyway, Trader Joe's has some great meatless meatballs. I've tried a lot of different meatball brands. I have not found one that I didn't really like. And they're super easy to throw into pasta and, you know, eat simple appetizers for parties and stuff, throw them in a crock pot with whatever sauce you want. And those are quite delicious. And then finally, steak. They do have different like soy meats and things like that for steak substitutes. I just heard about a grocery store recently near me that apparently sells really incredible plant-based steaks. I have not tried them yet, but some whole food substitutes. I've seen portobello mushroom steaks. This is something that my husband really likes. When we go out to dinner, he'll get the mushroom steak, and it's usually in like a Bordelaise sauce and think, you know, with mashed potatoes and vegetables and stuff like that. So that's one that we really see very frequently that is quite delicious. I've also seen, this was back when I was on social media, I also would see watermelon being used as a steak. I don't know how the hell they did that, but that was pretty impressive. So yes, there are options out there, but I haven't seen slabs of steak meat in the grocery stores quite yet. I know there are brands that do make them. I just haven't personally tried them yet. Okay. Moving on to the dairy section, baby. So number one, butter. I like to buy the Earth Balance brand. All tastes the same to me. A lot of people like to use avocado instead of butter or mayo or things like that by whipping it up and spreading it on their sandwich or, you know, whatever you like. When it comes to milk. So I've tried all the plant-based milks out there, oat milk, almond milk, soy milk, hemp milk, coconut milk, so many fucking milks, right? They all taste good to me. I've never really done like a side-by-side taste test or anything. And most of the time I'm adding milk to, you know, cereal or tea or, you know, a smoothie or something like that. So they've all tasted good. I don't really have a go-to brand. I like all of them. So, you know, if you're interested in trying that, you might want to buy a couple at a time and do some taste testing if you have a preference there. Okay. For the cheese slices. All right. To be honest, there are so many absolutely fucking disgusting vegan cheeses out there, like especially cheese slices. So bad. So you really have to know which brands to purchase when it comes to the sliced and shredded cheeses and stuff, and which ones to really stay away from. And that's the same thing with, you know, non-plant-based cheeses, right? Like if you buy Kraft slices, or if you buy like a slab of sharp cheddar and you put that on a sandwich, pretty different tastes and textures. It's the same thing with the plant-based cheeses. Not all of them taste good. So if you've had a negative vegan cheese experience, I sincerely hope you're doing okay, because it's pretty foul. Okay. But my favorites have been Follow Your Heart. I absolutely love this brand. They have these pepper jack slices that are delicious. My ultimate favorite is the smoked Gouda slices. So fucking good. They also have like garden herb, which is really tasty. And of course they have like the cheddar and mozzarella and all that stuff too, but those are really my favorites. And then I do like the brand, I think Field Roast. Field Roast has a cheese called chow slices that are also really, really good. And these cheeses I eat plain as a snack. I can just, you know, tear them apart and eat them as a snack. So that's how tasty they really are to me. And of course I put them on sandwiches and burgers. And if I'm making a little, you know, cheese and cracker platter, I'll cut them up and put them on there as well. So yeah, delicious.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay. When it comes to salad dressings, my favorite brand so far that I've tried is Follow Your Heart salad dressings. My absolute favorite is their Thousand Island. So freaking good. Put it, I know, use it on salad. I also use it on burgers when I want to have like an In-N-Out style burger. You know, get the bun, the Impossible Patty, the Thousand Island from Follow Your Heart, lettuce, tomato, onion, delish. And then they also have really great ranch, balsamic, all the things. But if you can find Follow Your Heart salad dressings, you are in good shape. When it comes to things like yogurts, coffee creamers, sour cream, those types of things, I get a lot of questions about what my favorite brands are. To be honest, a lot of them taste the same to me, so I haven't really taken much notice. Coffee creamer is going in my coffee, so it's not like, again, I'm not doing side-by-side taste testing with a fucking shot glass or something. So I've liked all of them. The same thing with the plant-based milks. I like all of them. But as far as certain brands that I do buy regularly, I think Silk is one of them. So Delicious, I think, is another. Kite Hill has really great cream cheeses. They have a chive cream cheese. I think they have an everything cream cheese, a jalapeno one, really delicious. And another brand that has some really good dairy alternatives is Miyoko's. They have, I think they have like these mozzarella balls. They have cream cheeses. So good. So that's another brand that I found recently and started trying out and have been really enjoying their products too. Mayonnaise, Vegenaise. Vegenaise is my go-to. I'm pretty sure it's Follow Your Heart brand, unless the brand is Vegenaise. I don't know, but if you Google it, you will find it. And I also recently tried a plant-based mayo that was like garlic and herb. Holy shit, that one is so good. Been putting it on all my freaking sandwiches and stuff like that. So that is a really tasty one. If you find the garlic or herb one, highly recommend. One of my favorite categories, ice cream, baby. My favorites really have been Ben and Jerry's has so many good dairy-free options. And here's the thing about non-dairy ice cream. Some textures are really icy and watery, which I hate. I don't like that at all. And then some are really creamy. Like you truly cannot tell the difference that it's a vegan option. And so I'm going to tell you about the ones that I find creamy and delicious. So Ben and Jerry's mint chocolate cookie, so good. The non-dairy peanut butter cookie one. Nadamu, N-A-D-A-M-O-O, is another really delicious brand. They have like mint and chip and some other, I think, like cookies and cream type flavors. Trader Joe's has some really delicious ice cream treats. They have these little tiny ice cream cones that I think are made with coconut milk. So good. It's like two different types of chocolate, and they're really small little cones. Tasty stuff there. They also have bonbons, vanilla bonbons that are good. And I like their soy creamy cherry chocolate chip ice cream. There's so many non-dairy ice cream brands now and options. It seems like most major ice cream brands have at least one. So it's really just about finding the ones that you prefer. And for me, I like the creamy versus like the icy. I don't like icy desserts. I feel like that's a real cop out to call like flavored ice a dessert. Not into it. Okay. Chocolate. So majority of dark chocolate is already vegan. So if you're a dark chocolate fan, there you go. Keep on doing what you're doing. Just be mindful. Like if something has milk powder in it or something, it's not technically, you know, a plant-based option. And then some substitutes for chocolate chips. Well, if you get dark chocolate chips, those are vegan, but cacao nibs are a really great substitute. And I don't know, they're from some kind of cacao plant or some shit. I'm sorry. I'm not a scientist. So yeah, cacao nibs are great chocolate chip substitutes for smoothies and on top of ice cream and stuff like that. Cacao powder is a really great like basically, you know, chocolate powder, that you can probably put in desserts if you like to bake, but I like to use in smoothies. So a typical smoothie for me might include whatever plant-based milk I have in my fridge at that time, some a frozen banana, some peanut butter, cacao powder, and cacao nibs. And so it's basically a chocolate chip peanut butter banana smoothie. And it's so freaking good. I mean, whether you want it for breakfast or dessert, delicious. Protein powder. It actually took me a while to find a plant-based protein powder where I had been looking for one. And actually one of our sponsors, Ritual, had launched a plant-based protein powder. So they have a vanilla plant-based protein powder that is really good. And I've been adding that to smoothies and stuff like that. Oh, I just saw recently and tried this at Trader Joe's. If you've heard of the brand Borsen, they have that really good like cheese dip that's really great for like party platters and stuff. They just came out with a non-dairy version. It's really good. And I've tried a lot of different mozzarella shreds and mozzarella balls and all those types of things. I've liked a lot of them. Again, like if I'm putting shredded cheese on something, it's going on top of other stuff, whether it's pasta or salad or something. So I'm not doing this side-by-side taste test with, you know, shredded plant-based cheese. But I believe Miyoko's or a brand similar to that has these like mozzarella, you know, the cheese that come in ball form, the mozzarella balls. And I have gotten those and made a really nice salad out of it. Well, I'll get some arugula, cherry tomatoes. I'll cut up those mozzarella balls in it with a little balsamic dressing. Super simple, delicious, kind of classy salad if you're having people over for dinner. So yeah, those are really, really tasty. Okay, moving on to the egg section. Okay, so number one, egg salad. So Whole Food has a few different items where it's like they have an eggless salad, they have an untuna salad, they have a crabless salad. So they have those prepackaged things that are really good. They are chickpea based, I believe. So, you know, they have all the delicious sauces in them, but instead of egg, they're, you know, they're chickpeas or garbanzo beans, whatever. So those are really good. However, you can also make egg salad with tofu. So if you get one of those blocks of white tofu, chop it up the way that you would, you know, scramble an egg or whatever, and you add mustard and vegenaise and whatever else you like in your egg salad, celery, pickles, whatever, a little bit of pepper on top. It tastes so good. To me, this tastes exactly the same because the texture is pretty much the same. And it's seasoned the way that, you know, I used to make egg salad. So that's one of my favorite things to do with the tofu situation. If you like baking, as far as egg substitutes, I know that you can probably Google lists of plant-based options, but I have seen or heard of people using banana, applesauce, flaxseed oil, I think even avocado for certain things at some point in replacement of an egg in a recipe. So, my husband does a lot more cooking and baking than I do. I do not like it at all. And what he'll do is he'll just kind of Google like how to veganize, you know, a popular recipe. And they usually have several different options to choose from.
Okay. Picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
And then if you like scrambled eggs, the brand Just has Just Egg, which basically, if you have had egg whites before and they come in that little container of liquid, they have a Just Egg, but it's yellow. So when you cook it, it looks like, you know, yellow scrambled eggs, basically. So you can use that for scrambles. Just Egg also have options where they have like a folded like egg patty, if you will. So it's almost like if you had cooked eggs and turned it into like a little omelet that you folded, they have that, which is great because you just heat it up, you put it on an egg sandwich or whatever else you want to do. So those are really tasty. But you can also use tofu as well for an egg scramble. I actually just went to a restaurant where they were able to use tomato as egg yolk. I don't know how the hell they did it. It blew our freaking minds, but it looked like a poached egg on top of, you know, the other food. And when you poked it with a fork, it like oozed out like a poached egg. And I was so blown away. I had to ask like, what the hell even is this? And it was, they said it was tomato. So I don't know if it was the tomato skin holding it together. And then inside was just like tomato juice. It was mind blowing. My husband could not freaking believe it either. It was crazy. So they, you know, if you can go to a vegan or vegetarian restaurant, or if you go to a restaurant that has some really great plant-based options, they can do some really creative things with food. And it's really fun to explore in that way. Okay. Last thing for the egg section. I love egg sandwiches. I love breakfast burritos. So for an egg sandwich, if you want to make it the way that I enjoy, you just get an English muffin. You get that Just Egg patty thing that I mentioned. You put some veggies on it, avocado, little follow your heart, smoked Gouda cheese, melt that shit on it, your Ives bologna, a little tomato, and there you go. Delish. So yeah, try it out if you want to have an egg sandwich. Of course, you know, breakfast burrito, just put the scrambled Just Egg in there with whatever else you like on your breakfast burrito, potatoes, avocado, all those things, sour creams. Oh yeah. I've tried many sour cream brands. If I haven't mentioned, they all taste good to me. Again, I'm putting it on like other stuff on the top of nachos or burritos. So I'm not just eating several spoonfuls by themselves. So you might want to do some taste testing if you're a big sour cream fan. Some other snacks and just kind of frozen options that are really good. The brand Amy's has some really delicious like frozen meals, frozen pizzas and burritos. And they have these plant-based pizza rolls that are so freaking good too. These are really great for appetizers if you're having friends over. Also, you know, if you don't really like cooking or you need a quick meal, taking these to work or, you know, having these frozen meals on hand for your lunches are really great. The brand Sweet Earth also has some really great frozen meal options, frozen pizzas. They have like burritos, like, barbecue tacos or something, Hawaiian barbecue tacos that are really good. And one brand, Daiya, has some really good pizzas, like the Supreme pizzas and the Meat Lover pizzas are really good with the Amy's and Sweet Earth and Daiya. However, I'm sorry, Daiya, I don't want to throw you under the bus, but it has to be said. Some of their cheese products that it's just like string cheese or sliced cheese or shredded cheese, they don't taste very good. I got to be honest. So for Daiya, I really only buy their pizzas, but I kind of stay away from their other cheese products. Maybe you've had a similar experience. Maybe they taste better. Maybe they have switched some things up with their recipe, but I just didn't have a lot of great experiences with that brand. And maybe they have changed and maybe I'll try them out again, but that's why, yeah, you got to taste the vegan cheeses and see, you know, which ones are your favorites. And then just a heads up, when you're scrolling through the frozen sections at the grocery store, the labels to pay attention to, they usually mean the same thing. So you're either looking for something that says vegan, plant-based, meat-free, dairy-free. They all are usually the same thing. It really just depends on which marketing approach the brand has chosen to take, since the word vegan is a turnoff for many people. A lot of people think if something is vegan, it tastes bad. So a lot of brands do not use the word vegan on their packaging. They'll use plant-based or dairy-free or something like that instead. But it all means the same shit. So if you see something that says dairy-free, it's vegan, and as long as there's no meat in it. So just a heads up on that one. Some people ask me that, like what the difference is between all these things. Nothing. It's just marketing and seeing what works for people. Okay. There's also a brand called Nasoya, I believe, that has really great gyoza and dumplings and stuff like that. I find those at places like Vons and Pavilions, I believe. Some people ask me what I eat instead of honey, and I just, I have agave. So agave has been a really great substitute or replacement for honey for me. I make my own honey mustard. I just squirt some mustard and some agave in a little cup and I mix it around. Boom, honey mustard, delicious. For those of you who've been listening to the podcast for a while, you knew that years ago, I used to put honey all over my face as a face mask before I, you know, started finding other products that I liked. So yeah, no longer do that. Switch that up really quick once I went vegan. And I don't put agave on my face. Let me clarify. I just don't put any of that shit on my face anymore. Although sometimes I do put a little mashed banana on there. It's supposed to be good. Good for the skin, moisturizing and brightens things up. Who knows if it actually works, but I tend to do that sometimes. Okay. I think that does it for the snack section. Oh, along the lines of snacks, I get a lot of questions about what kind of crackers or chips or those types of snacks that I eat. Honestly, a lot of these are already plant-based. So the thing to pay attention to, if you just look at the ingredients on it, if there's no milk powder in it, it's vegan. So I eat a lot of the same chips and snacks and stuff and cereals and things like that that my husband eats. So I don't really have any go-to things because I haven't really had to change that up much. Okay. The last section, personal care products. So I get asked a lot by people who are wanting to ensure they're buying like vegan and cruelty-free makeups and beauty products and skincare products, stuff like that. So I use Bare Minerals for my like face powder foundation and blushes, bronzer type things. I've been with that brand since I was like 15. So those, at least a majority of their products are vegan. And one thing with the packaging of these types of brands, some packages will say like cruelty-free, some will say vegan, some will say plant-based. Sometimes there is a difference with that where something might be cruelty-free because they did not test on animals, but it might not be vegan in the sense that the ingredients they use, there might be some animal products with those ingredients. So those are things, if you're curious about that, to just do a little bit of research in, where it's kind of unlike the food labels where most of the time it's everything means the same thing. I have found out and noticed that it's not always the same when it comes to personal care products. So just a heads up on that. I like the brand Coco Kind. That's like basically all I use on my face. I like their sea moss exfoliator, their rose water toner, their chia seed face oil. I use that as moisturizer. Those are like pretty much the only three ingredients I use on my face. And then for like spot treatment, and if I have a pimple or something, I like the brand Lush. They have something called like Grease Lightning, and I've been using that as like a little spot treatment, and it's pretty amazing. I like wake up the next day and it's pretty much gone, or at least very much reduced. And I think it's tea tree oil based and aloe vera based and a couple things. Basically, the way that I approach my skincare is that I don't put any harsh chemicals on my face. So if I can't pronounce that shit, I don't use it. And that's kind of been my go-to. So I use very like simple products that I understand what they are, and there's no hidden bullshit in them. And Lush also has a toner that's really nice. That's like a nice cooling toner with aloe and some other stuff. But yeah, Coco Kind is my go-to for skincare. I've also been really loving a recent sponsor of Self Helpless, Merit, M-E-R-I-T, really enjoying their makeup and beauty products. I love the lipstick they sent me. So nice. Everything just feels really good on the skin. And I really like, you know, all their products are, you know, plant-based and I love their ingredients. So I've been really loving that brand too, that I wouldn't have been introduced to otherwise. So that's been a nice one. All right. I think that does it. You know, I discover new products and new swaps like almost weekly. And I've been vegan for about 4 years, I believe, at this point. So that's, you know, what I've discovered so far, but I know that there's plenty more products and recipes and brands to discover and to try. And like I mentioned, my husband is not vegan at all. So we often just Google, you know, simple recipes and, you know, different versions of things that he eats. People really give me way too much credit for being vegan. They say things like, wow, that must be incredibly challenging. You know, I could never do that. That sounds like really, you know, like you'd be depriving yourself of things that taste good. And, you know, for me, it's been not really a big change. I go to all the same stores and I buy similar products. I just buy different brands. Sometimes it's just taken one step to the left to buy a different brand in a section that I always used to shop in. And then just kind of learning some simple like whole food swaps that I just, you know, can always pull out of my back pocket, like, you know, swapping lentils for ground beef and stuff like that. I mean, that's pretty much all it's been for me. So there's definitely a variety of substitutes that are kind of more on the process side. And then there's a lot of substitutes that are, you know, whole food, you know, plant-based type stuff as well. And, you know, this is not an episode about health or infectious disease prevention, environmental factors, or the treatment of animals or anything like that. I leave all of that information up to the experts in those fields to share. So if you would like me to interview any of those people on the podcast, you know, whether it's a doctor, epidemiologist, a specialist in agriculture, an activist or journalist, somebody like that, just let me know, you know, write into selfhelplesspodcast@gmail.com. And I'm, you know, I'm happy to bring somebody on to share more about this, you know, in any of those departments that you might be curious about. All right, before I get out of here, we do have an iTunes review of the episode. This is from Michelle Mama 80, and it says, thank you, love the podcast, going through a breakup, so love finding new podcasts to keep my mind sane and busy. Thank you. Michelle, thank you so much for taking the time to write a review. I'm also so sorry to hear that you're going through a breakup. I hope you are having a good day today, and I'm sending you a lot of love and really appreciate you tuning in and glad you found us. So I think that does it, everybody. If you are an entrepreneur who is interested in scaling your business without sacrificing your time or your health or your values, I would love to have you hop over to my other podcast, the Minimalist Business Podcast. It is a free private podcast. You can find it at DelaneyFisher.com and just sign up. You can get every episode delivered straight to your inbox. You can also connect it to your favorite podcast app. So although it is a private show, it is completely free. So we'd love to have you over there. And I think that does it, everybody. We'll see you soon. I'll see you soon. Have a good one. Thank you so much for listening to the Self Helpless Podcast. You can find our Patreon community, merch, and our individual work at selfhelplesspodcast.com. We'd be thrilled if you shared this episode with a friend, or feel free to post it on Instagram and tag @selfhelplesspodcast so we can repost you and say thank you.